Okay, my friends. So today we are going to read a story called What's the Hurry, Helma? And it has got a subtitle, which should tell us a little bit more about it. And it says, Choppy Rescue Adventures in Italy. Do you know where Italy is? It is in Europe. It's a very interesting country. It's shaped like a boot. And there's something very special about Italy. It is where most of your favorite foods come from. Do you like pizza? Do you like pasta? Do you like spaghetti and meatballs? Guess what? Those are all Italian foods. So let's get right into this. Today's story was written by Verena Zanatoni. And I would like to say thank you so much for sending me your book, Verena. I'm excited about it. And it's illustrated by Hank van der Gugten. And it is read today by Mommy. And a kid beside me.
I'm Aang the Avatar.
Aang the Avatar. Ready? Okay.
I'm only 12 years old.
I'm excited that you're here with me today, Aang. Would you like to hear about the adventures that happened in our world?
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it. As the Dolomite Mountains fill with bright morning sun, Helma, the helicopter, wakes for a day full of fun. It's her first day of rescue missions. She cartwheels through the air when Bernie, the Bernese mountain dog, barks, "Yo, get down from there!" Oh, see, she started off playing. You gotta be serious if you're gonna be a rescuer. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm.
Helma has yet to perform her full safety check. A safety, as she learned in school, will save her neck from a wreck. With the inspections behind her, it's all systems go. Still, her teacher, Bernie, says,
"Let's take things nice and slow."
"I'll patrol the skies slowly,"
she nods.
"Sure thing, all right."
But she races to the city of Murano at the speed of light. Ooh, you better slow down, girl. Below in the city, Bella the cat has her breakfast cappuccino and croissant when she spots a bird and meows.
"Hey, what do you want?"
Uh-oh. Walter the woodpecker swoops down. He is a cheeky sneak. With one quick snap, he grabs the croissant with his beak. Oh, my goodness. Bella pounces at Walter and misses. She nearly goes sailing 20 feet down, but manages to hold on to the railing. While roaming the sky, Bernie pricks up his ear, because you know dogs have really good hearing, right? Mimi the marmot radios out,
"Bella needs help if you're near."
Well, yeah, she's dangling from her balcony. Somebody's got to help this cat.
Look, it isn't correct.
Yeah?
Say it again.
"Bella needs help if you're near."
Oh, are you receiving the transmission with that? Oh, yeah, because she does have her headset on with a microphone. Yep. And we can see that there are some mice that are trying to help the cat. They've put out a blanket for her to fall onto, but she's bigger than them put together. I don't think they can catch her. Helma dashes off to the rescue like a true flying ace. See, I knew she would be the one to rescue. In no time at all, she's hovering above the cat's place. Bernie tosses the ladder to Bella. She climbs into the seat. Helma proudly declares,
"My first rescue mission is complete."
See, now that she stopped goofing off, she paid attention and she saved someone. But Bernie barks. He needs more time to get Bella all buckled up. Uh-oh. Helma whirls and twirls, ignoring the pup. Oh dear, Bella falls from the helicopter, dropped like a furry ball. She's lucky to land on a bed of croissants. A tasty end to her fall. But, oh no, all the people who wanted to eat those croissants now have to pick out cat hair from their croissant. I don't think they're going to be happy. But I wouldn't mind falling into a big plate of croissants, would you?
Mm-hmm.
I would eat my way through them, wouldn't you? Nom, nom, nom. Yummy.
You see what happens, Bernie huffs, when you don't slow down.
Oh, he's really mad at her, and I don't blame him. He dropped the cat.
Helma just spins and loops the loops as she hurries out of town. Way down deep in Lake Prague's, where the water's turquoise and cool, Tino, the trout, tries the big swing at the fish elementary school.
You know, that's funny because fish go to school, right? That's what they call groups of fish, fish mm-hmm. schools.
Wait, which is the big swing?
I think maybe this guy here. He flies higher and higher and blows steams of bubbles until he loses control. And he knows he's in trouble. Oh no, the swing flings Tino into the air and he lands on the beach. He flops back toward the lake, but it's out of reach. On Helma's radio, Mimi the Marmot calls from the blue.
Tino is a fish out of water. He doesn't know what to do.
Uh-oh, that is a problem. Because fish can't live outside of water, can they? No.
He's gonna die.
Yeah. Helma quickly descends towards the flopping fish. Bernie warns,
let's go slow this time or Tino will get squished.
Uh-oh. Instead, Helma drops way too fast, feeling unfazed and brave, and plunges straight into the water, creating a huge wave. Helma's wave hits the beach and sweeps Tino back into the lake. He gladly returns to school while Bernie paddles until his paws shake.
You were lucky again, he grumbles, and you got us all wet.
Helma simply ignores him and speeds off like a jet. Man, Helma is, she needs to calm down, doesn't she? She's going too fast.
Up in the majestic Dolomites,
which are mountain range, it's a big mountain range, right? Mm-hmm. The Dolomites are mountains.
Tony the goat hikes a trail. He loves exploring mountains. He wiggles his tail.
The path leading to the best peak is covered in muddy muck. As Tony clumps his way through the sludge, his heavy hooves get stuck. Mimi the Marmot calls Helma again.
Poor Tony is sinking. Not a matter of if, but a matter of when.
Oh no, have you ever gotten stuck in the mud? It's hard to get out of.
Though Helma hopes to help the goat, she's not sure what to do, so this time she asks Bernie to help guide her through.
Bernie replies,
listen to me, and you'll be a true rescue pro. Here's my advice to you. Take your time and go slow.
Helma takes a deep breath and gently descends through the fog.
She dodges tall trees, swarming bees, coached by Bernie the dog.
When they're just above the goat, she steadily lowers the ladder and hook.
Tony holds on tight with his horns. Success!
Listening to Bernie was all it took. Bernie,
Helma admits,
you're a great teacher. and so patient along the way.
The dog smiles.
I'm proud of you. You saved everyone's day.
Yeah.
And that is the end. See what happens when we slow down and we listen? Sometimes we think we know what needs to be done and we're in a big hurry and we're just going to run and run and get it done. But if we slow down, sometimes that's just what we need. Especially when we can take in the beautiful environment around us, like we could if we were Helma, the rescue helicopter.
Or this guy.
Or Mimi. Mm-hmm. Her little friend who helps tell her what to do. Yeah. Well, let's go to Northern Italy and see all these things in person, shall we? Right? Yeah, it's a dream. Okay, it's also the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.